And good afternoon, and welcome to Community Living Radio. I am Michael, and Kelly is not here today. And we hope that he feels better. He is off sick today, and so I get to do the show all by myself. But we have a pre-recorded interview with a friend of mine, Svetlana. It is Svetlana Sinyuk, and she is a travel expert who specializes in retreats. So she can find you healing retreats all around the world. And this particular interview, she's talking a little bit about what she does, and also a little bit about a specific place in the Czech Republic that has healing properties to the water. So with that being said, why don't we get on it to the interview?
Yes,
sir. Okay, now clap it.
Yeah.
Quiet on the set.
And thank you, and welcome back to Balanced Living Show. We're here today to talk more about travel, and we're here with my co-host Diane Hume, who is an NLP expert and practitioner. And who are we here with?
We are here with Svetlana. I've known Svetlana now for a couple years, and she is an incredible travel expert. And she's also a retreat advisor. She's the founder and owner of Maximum Travel. Her company is committed to well-being, and it's a holistic approach to travel. Welcome so much. You're welcome.
Thank you, Diane. Svetlana. Thank you, Michael, having me on this show. I appreciate it.
So, how did you wind up in travel to begin with?
In travel industry, you mean?
Yeah,
it's a really great question, because from my school, I came to university because my parents, my dad wanted me to be a civil engineer. How he said, if you're a civil engineer, you have like technical degree, we will be really like impressed with your education, with your diploma, and we will feel safe that you always will find a job and you always will be with money. It's mentality of former like Europe.
Yes, I understand that.
And even I explained my dad like, Dad, I really would like to work with people. I really would like to help people. And I felt it even in my childhood, like I really wanted to help people. And he said like, no, it's no arguments, this is my decision. And I finished 5 years university, I was a civil engineer. And slowly, when former Soviet Union was divided, kind of, I sit it with my small kids and I decided, no, I really want to do something. And my husband at that time was technical director at the airport. And I asked him, is there any way we can have our travel agency, airline tickets agency, and we can do this kind of stuff, like sending people to travel destinations around the world and sell airline tickets? And he said, yeah, sure, we can do it. And this is how I started in Kazakhstan at that time. I opened our own travel agency with airline tickets, with vacation packages. I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we came to Canada, I knew I really would like to do travel, and this is my passion, and this is what I really would love to do.
So then, go ahead.
Diane, please.
Yes, so then the transition of finishing that schooling and then just going and opening up your own travel agency like that, How was that switch possible? Like, did you ever do anything with the engineering?
Yeah, I was working as a civil engineer for 5 years, And I had to do a lot of paperwork. And also I have to be on the construction objects and see how much work people done and write down everything. It's actually, it's interesting work. It's just not what I wanted to do. Yeah. And I'm so lucky that Universal Life show me different direction. And I'm so lucky that I pursue what I love. And when I see all my clients, all my people happy after vacation and even before vacation, I explain them where they have to go, why they have to go in this place. I just, it's a blessing.
Yeah. I know that they, being a former engineer myself, I was a chemical engineer.
Oh.
And for the most part, that in working with people, like really working with people outside of the industry, like the construction industry in your case, or those other lab people in my case, it's like, you don't deal with the public itself. So how comfortable did you feel after you left the engineering and actually started working with people?
I felt like this is what I supposed to do. It was so easy for me. And even in Canada, when I come here, I knew I want to have my own travel agency, and I really pursue that. I had 1 year business education. I had all 6 courses in Douglas College as a travel certification diploma to make sure, like, I know everything, how it works here. Even I knew how it works in Kazakhstan, Russia, Ukraine, all these countries. I wanted to make sure that it's like how it works here as well. And it's a lot of similarity, actually. It's wholesalers, consolidators, sideline tickets, GDSs, how we issue tickets. And when I had my own travel agency, I had all the contracts with major wholesalers in Canada and United States. And it's like WestJet Vacation, Air Canada Vacation, Transat, like you name it, SunQuest, cruise lines, all cruise lines, consolidators for all airline tickets, airline companies. We have like special system. And I really love it. But why I'm here? Because my passion is wellness travel.
So how did you narrow it down from, because travel is a very broad spectrum.
Yeah.
When you consider like the difference between just traveling for a vacation or traveling for your business, it's like you all wind up on the same airplane. But how you got to that airplane is very different paths. So how did you actually narrow it down to wellness?
It's actually, I hear it's 2 questions in one. First, how I came to the decision, why I'm doing wellness, and second, how I qualify clients or how clients find me who would like to have wellness vacation.
Yes.
It's kind of two. If I start from one, like how I come to wellness, it's right. Like it's like you travel is huge. Like I was as a regular travel agency, it's airline tickets, vacation packages, cruises, and when life hit at me really badly. It was 2012, and till 2016, I never talk about it because it was hitting me so badly. I was even like shy to say about that, just didn't want to talk about it at all. But right now, when it's over, I feel kind of okay. Life is life. Everyone like have their own experiences, and everyone had their own situations, and life hit us sometimes so badly. And in my case, in 2012, I was separated with my husband, and it was my sweetheart from childhood. I knew from 10 years old, and we were together 25 years. And at the same year, my dad was diagnosed with cancer, and he had surgery, really like heart surgery. And 2014, my mom had open heart surgery because he wasn't able to walk anymore. Like she had to spray something, and she her heart wasn't functioning well, and it was open heart surgery at 70. It's really hard on her.
Yeah.
And the worst part happened in 2014 when my only brother, younger brother, died. And when I had like all this experience, I was crying. Like first year, 2012, I cried like every day, completely every day. I was thinking like it's something wrong maybe with me or something wrong with, I don't know what's wrong. Like, and I love people. I always serve people. I do my best all the time. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? What's like, why universe is so hard on me? But later I realized the universe was hard on me because I think for 25 years being with my ex-husband right now, and my childhood was so happy that I never even felt then people had some kind of pain. I was doing my best to feel this person, but I wasn't able to feel. Like somebody crying in front of me, telling me how life treating them so badly, and I just cannot relate. And when everything happened to me, and right now, like if somebody will cry to me, if somebody ask for my help, it's not just I like doing my best to help, I just feel it with my whole body, with every part of my cells, and it's completely different feeling. And through this hard experience, I become so stronger. And exactly at 2012, I don't know how, but I knew that I want to do wellness travel. I want to heal people. Because I start reading a lot of books, spiritual book. I start to asking so many questions, meet people who can help me to figure out what's wrong with me, why life hitting me so hard. And when I realized that it's nothing, actually nothing wrong with me, with my ex-husband, it just, our whole marriage was more about fear, not about love. That's why it kind of didn't work. With my parents, I cannot control their health situation. This is their choices, what they eat, how they think. I love them a lot. I travel to their places a lot. I invite them here. It's just like health issues. They don't like to live here, but like I cannot do anything about this situation. With my brother, I cannot help other person to control their choices again. Like I cannot make their decisions, and I wish I spent a little bit more time talking to him on the phone and spend time traveling there, but it is as it is. And I realized that it's actually nothing wrong what I did. It's just life hit me so badly because I had to have life balance. And life balance, to be in well-being stage, you really have to balance your work, your family, your emotional, like spiritual life, your body, mind, soul, and when you financial stability as well. And when you get to the point, then you have everything in balance, you're kind of getting on the next level. It's the different level. You don't care about like small thing that people sometimes care. You really look at everything kind of from the side, and you really feel like how wonderful it is to have everything balanced. And when you realize like how like it's just amazing feeling. And I just would love to share this feeling with everyone through travel. And 5 years ago, I realized that I want to do this wellness travel. And only 1 year, I realized why I want to do healing travel. But it's next story. And about second mm-hmm. question, why people, how I qualify people who would like to go there. It's a different kind of, people go for wellness in a different kind of stage of their life. Some people go to spiritual healing. They would like to go with coaches and spiritual healers to find themselves. Some people really would like to lose weight. And it's completely different wellness tours for losing weight, like eating natural like food, organic food, or balancing food. Some people really would like adventure, and adventure from some point of view, it's wellness as well. And some people really need transformational experience. With our busy life right now, sometimes we just cut up like rats in the circle. And we don't know how to get out because sometimes we don't meet the right people. We would love to, but because our state of mind, we just cannot get on the level that these people around us. Sometimes we're just so worried about our family, about making money. And here I believe the transformational coaches like Diane, or people who really help people to realize, ask a lot of questions and realize like, okay, you have to go somewhere. Just relax. Just go somewhere. Some people think that they have to care about family, about business first, and then they will take care of themselves. Then they will travel. But in the real life, they have to go. They have to go. They have to go with coach. They have to transform their mind, and then they come back. It's going to be so much clarity. They will see how to work on business better. They will see how to take care of their health better. And it just works. From my experience, I know it works.
Yeah, it sounds kind of reversal of like most people.
Exactly.
What I think they go, It's like, work, and then instead of, let's take a break and then come back to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that you have a fresh mindset, right?
Yeah, this is, I know.
Yeah.
How it works.
Yes, so I can see you're really passionate on the transformation, and that's my passion as well. How do you find that taking them out of their environment can make a difference as opposed to just kind of staying at home and transforming? What would be,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How does travel, mm-hmm. like?
I got the question.
Yeah.
It's a really great question, and it's again about previous question. Like, some people really don't feel themselves because they're so cut off with all this busy life, everyday life, and they just even cannot question themselves. Like, why we have to transform us? Like, everything is fine, especially guys. Guys are really not open. They're like, no, everything is fine with me. I don't need any coach. I don't need any transformational experience. I'm fine. Ladies are more open. Ladies feel like, okay, something wrong. Something I would like to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. And when people at the same environment, for example, at the same home, or they have like somewhere here in Vancouver, it works. But it works on the level that they still here. They have this experience, they come back in the evening. And it's not like everything, I believe everything takes time. Our mindset takes time, and sometimes it's like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. But it should be something that switch them. It's like some tone, like some, mm-hmm. some sparkle. And if they're at the same situation, at the same city, sometimes it's like get them, sometimes no. But if they go somewhere and they already have in mind, their mindset already set up, like, something should happen, and something good, something that changed my life, some kind of inspiration, some kind of experience that will show me that life is so different, I'm just not there yet, but I will, because the person who knows about that, who knows how to work with brain, will show me. And they show me not just like at these like 10 days or 1 week, the person show me step by step how to get there. And it's transformational. It takes like 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years for some people. But it should be starting point, how people realize it. And that's why I think to go somewhere, and it could be anything like Europe, Asia, somewhere in the United States, somewhere like some destinations. But when they have this set of mind, then they have special qualification sessions with person like coaches or people who help with nutritions, like with the right food. It's lifestyle, like lifestyle changing. And I think it's really, really, really important to be somewhere, at least for 1 week, 10 days, 2 weeks, when integrated at food, mindset, all these things.
You mentioned also about fear, like you were coming from a place of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently in the process of writing a book right now called Love and Trust. And I found just having that more love and trust and going out and taking the chance to travel. How do you deal?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Okay, we're back here on Community Living, and we're listening to Svetlana Sinyuk being interviewed on the Balanced Living Show by myself and Diane Hume, and we'll be get right back to that right now, okay?
With all the people that are in the fear, you know that they really want to go, but there's so much fear on money or fear on, oh my gosh, it's Europe and there's tragic there and all these fear-based places. How do you approach them about that, to mm-hmm. get it more into that love and trust mm-hmm. and to take them from your wing, under your wing, and fly them to destinations?
With question there, really good question, especially when somebody comes from a place of fear. This is the best questions, and this is good. What happened with me is so good, because right now I understand all these people. Otherwise, before, like, you will ask me questions and ask, what is the fear? Or even if I would be at the stage of fear, because I didn't question it, I didn't work with it, I didn't grow up, I wouldn't be able to understand. I would say, like, Diane, I'm fine. I don't have any fears. I'm so fine. Yeah, and because I came from that stage, I know, like, communication, relationships, questions is the most important. Why we have fear? Because we even fear ask ourselves, what's going on? Like, why something feels wrong? Like, why I'm not there I wanna be? Like, and all these questions, and when I start asking questions people, and about, like, Europe is not safe. Okay, it's crash, like, car crash accidents kills much more people than accidents in Europe. And actually, some places in Europe safer than somewhere in the United States. Like, you see, like, that happened in Las Vegas. You never know. And also, then people say, like, I don't have enough money. How money do you have? And if you work with your budget, Are you care about yourself, about your life, about your health? Are you care about, like, what you eat, how you think? Like, do you know that in 5 years with life that you live, you will be nowhere? Your business will be nowhere, your health will be nowhere, your family situation, your spiritual being? Like, it's just like all these questions, but first I ask people questions, they talk to me. They tell me what kind of issues they have, what kind of fear they have. And then I can address it, and then I can provide them with answers. And then it's up to them. Maybe this is not the right time. Maybe they have fear. Maybe this fear should take a little bit time. Maybe it should be some sessions about more questions, more educational, more learning experience. Maybe I better give them the book about trusting themselves, about loving themselves. Maybe I'll give them book about money, and they will read how to save some small amount of money every month and be able in 1 or 2 years to go on vacation, their dream life vacation, with the person they would like to go. And I will ask them a lot of questions, what kind of stage of life they are right now. Because, as I said, if you will ask me 5 years ago what kind of wellness vacation I would like to take, I definitely would ask for vacation something with self-discovery, like, who I am, like, why I am where I am, why I feel so much pain, like why nothing is working in my life, like is it like I don't feel I did something wrong. If you ask me right now, I will go on the self-development vacations. It's like where people like business ladies who knows what they are doing, who has like million, 2 millions, 5 millions, 10 millions companies. And I would like with them to share their experience. How would they get there? What kind of experience they had? What kind of fears they had? What they're working on it right now. But this is the stage I'm right now. But some people in the stage that they really don't have any relationship with husband. If you ask me like 10 years ago, like what kind of experience you would like to have, I definitely would love to go with coach, who relationship coach, who can explain like what is the love about, like what kind of relationship you have to have with your husband, how you have to treat each other, like what kind of boundaries you have to have. It's not just give and just don't like nothing ask like in exchange, because like the situation that you give everything, you give your heart, you give your energy, you just do everything for the person, it doesn't work. Yeah. Like the person thinks like, okay, you're just miserable, like you're just nothing. Like if you would be around me, like you would be nobody. Mm-hmm. And this person treats you like the right way, how this person put herself or himself in the situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like at that time, 10 years ago, I really would go on a wellness vacation with a person who really will explain me, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. like what is your behavior? Like how do you deal with it? Like it depends, but according to the questions, answering your questions, like according conversations, I will figure out what kind of fear person have right now, and I will send this person to the right retreat or right wellness.
So I've had a few questions asked because I'm going to be going on a retreat with you in June.
Yeah, I'm very so excited about that.
Yes. And some of the questions I had, they have, is, well, what about my medical? What if I'm also older? And I have some little fears about how I would be taken care of medically while I'm away. Mm-hmm. And for this particular retreat, we're going to be going to a place outside of Prague called Karlovy Vary.
Yes, Karlovy Vary.
I just got... Don't have that roll of the tongue, but
I... I think it's something from the region that... it's part of the language, R's and things like that kind of roll anyway. Mm-hmm. That's why she can do it.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
I know you're very passionate about this place in particular. I know that you have many different tours mm-hmm. all over the world of different places, but you're super passionate about this place in particular and very excited about going to this one in June.
Yes.
And so what is it, why did you choose that place in particular?
Such a good question. It's again,
I
it's
guess
two
I gave
questions.
You two. Yeah,
two
one
questions.
Was the medical.
One is why did I choose this place? And second, why I'm so passionate about it and how people can be taken care of mm-hmm. on the trip. First one, why I choose this place. 5 years ago, from my story, I realized that I would like to have wellness tours. I would like to heal people, and I would like to make sure that people who go on vacation have balance after they come back from the vacation. And it's not like run, scene, and after vacation, you need another vacation. I, like, this is what's really clear. But I really had tendency to bring people to the places that not only all these wellness components, but healing components as well, like mineral water, natural mud, and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I know what I want to do it, why I want to do it. And 1 year ago, when I went to a 3-day self-development course, it was a lot of why. They ask us to ask, why do you do what you do? Why do you think how you think? And all these questions. I ran home on Skype with my parents, and it's like, Mom, Dad, how old I was? Then Dad was like so sick with stomach ulcer, duodenum ulcer. Grandmother said he's not gonna make it. Poor kids, like how old I was? And my dad says like, you were like 7 years old. And I'm like, Oh my gosh, that's why. It's somewhere in my subconscious mind that, because he, doctor didn't know what to do. They said like, okay, you're done. Like everything is sick, like we cannot help you. No medication. I remember like white liquid, Almahel was everywhere. In the car, near his chair, like everywhere. And doctor said like, okay, you can go to this mineral water place for 21 days. It's kind of like the system. You can drink this mineral water, have bath with mineral water. Maybe it will help. I don't know, cannot promise anything because it's natural medicine, but just try it out. He came to this place, to this mineral water for 21 days. He had mineral bath. He had mineral water three times per day, 1 hour before food, in this type of glasses. Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Yeah. Cheers for the health.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. And can you imagine? This water healed him. He came after 21 days. He felt much, much better. It's not healing completely, of course, but he didn't have such a pain that he had to lie down on the floor with the pillow in his stomach because he wasn't able to handle that anymore. And after 1 year, he came again, I think even like 9 months, he came again for 21 days. And after two times coming to these magic places, the doctor checked everything, duodenum ulcer, stomach ulcer, gone. Everything is fine. And he's 78 right now, and he's cancer survival. And I'm so glad. I'm so happy. I'm just, and that's why I'm, and just 1 year ago, I realized, okay, that's why I would like all the people, not just see history, sightseeing, have transformational experience, but also heal themselves. Because these places where we are going, Carlo Vivare, it's really good for people with problems with metabolic disorders, digestive systems, obesity, gout, diabetes. Because this mineral water, it goes underneath of the earth. It's like, I believe it's 2 kilometers. It's different temperature from 15 degrees to 75 degrees and different fountains. Has different temperature, and it's more than 40 minerals in the water that really good for our health. And like doctors describe it, that she's so funny. They're so funny. It's like spa practitioners, but they're doctors. They have like highest degree of education. And she described it. You may be 60 kilos. I'm like, yeah, a little bit more, but I'm glad that you think I'm 60 kilos. And she's like, it means 75% of your body is water. It means 42 liters you have water. It's so important what kind of water you're drinking. And if you stay for 21 days, and it's 1 liter per day, because it's like 300 grams, like 350 morning, daytime, and evening before your food, 1 hour before your food. It's like 1 liter. It's like 21 liter one time, 21 liter another time when you come like in 9 months or 1 year. And it's completely whole body rejuvenated. Your body like completely like renew all your system, all your organs. And because of so many minerals, it's like she explained, it's like 200 pills something in 1 week, something like that. It's just like, just really, really, it's like this place known for 700 years, and a lot of famous people love it. It's like Beethoven, the famous musicians. Oh, I know the room where he stayed. It's like famous hotel 5-star, and it's like Beethoven. And it's like, okay, good. And like Chopin, like the famous musician. And then Goethe, it's like poet, a very famous poet in Europe, Goethe. He stayed at that place. He loved this place. And in 1711, Russian Tsar Peter the Great came to Karlovy Vary. He loved it so much. He came next year, 1712, because it heals him a lot. And all people like rich people from Russia, they start coming there as well because like the Tsar, the Peter Great came there. Yeah, and it's like, and it's first time that Charles IV in 1370 when he discovered this healing effect on his body, he pronounced Karla Vivari, because Karl is Charles IV in Russian, no, Czech, it's Karl.
Right.
And it's like, it's my city. It's a royalty city. And it's like Karla Vivari will be a royal city town for people who would like to heal themselves. And it was a story. Some people from the beginning, they thought it's only bath will heal them. And sometimes like people spent like days in bath, and they fought like through this kind of like from the water, like they had like all these like things in the body, like the water will come through the body and it heal them. And only in 17th century, all doctors, all these scientist studies discovered that it's really good when you drink it inside, because it heals you from inside and out and buffs. And that's why it's such an effect. And according to the second questions, how people will be taken care of, the first part of the trip, because I still would like to combine, integrate sightseeing, history. That's why first 5 days it's gonna be Prague, like the most beautiful city in Europe. Then it's gonna be castles, UNESCO sites, like Castle Gluboka and Český Krumlov. And then we go to Karla Vivari. And in Karla Vivari we will stay in spa. And when we stay in spa, it's a health practitioner, a doctor will take care of us. They will ask us how do we feel. And like almost the whole week we will be under control. We will drink mineral water, or we will have mineral bath. We will have hiking, nature, and all this transformational experience with Dayan, how we have to think and how we have to have relationships and be happy, healthy, balanced.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Starting to get jealous.
Well,
you can join us. You can join us.
Okay. There's somebody possibly. Yeah.
So, why is it? Why is the cup shaped the way it is?
Good question. Good question. It's ceremony. It's not just that, first of all, this mineral water, you cannot bring it to Canada or anywhere else. You cannot bottle it. Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of like life water. You have to go to fountain, you just go down on the knee, you just take this water, and you feel like how beautiful is water, how healing water. Mm-hmm. And when people realize it, when they do this, created these fountains, and when they take a this water under the fountain, they realize that it is kind of the procedure. If you drink it too fast, because from the beginning people didn't know. Some people had like 40 liters per day, because they felt like the more they drink, the healthier they are. And it's really bad for your health, because it should be processed. It should be because it's too many minerals.
Right.
Yeah, and slowly, then people realize they try different type of cups, and by different kind of scientist experiences, they realize like glass or porcelain, I think it's porcelain. Like
yes.
Yeah, it's really good for our health. And it's not interacting with the water, and sometimes water 75 degrees. It's really like should be the proper container. And second, some people think it's a little bit bad for your teeth, because it's too many minerals. Mm-hmm. That's why when you just drink it, and you kind of, and second, you cannot drink it right away. You have to walk, you have to drink slowly, and it's the procedure. Maybe this cup is like 15, 20, half an hour. You just drink it, enjoy it, and process it before food.
So it's not a situation of gulp it down. It's sip and savor.
It's sip and savor, yes. Yeah.
The other question that I had from some people was, well, what stops me just from going to, say, Harrison Hot Springs and getting water from Harrison Hot Springs, as opposed to going to... Mm-hmm. This place.
Yeah, because I have these questions a lot. Mm-hmm. Last visit to Karla Vivari, I asked for the best geologist.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
When you know how to answer this question, what's more troubling is that 3 out of 4 Canadians say that being unable to work for 3 months due to a disability would severely impact their personal finances. But getting covered is easier than you think. It generally only costs between 1% and 3% of your income, and insurance benefits can maintain your income as though you are still at work full time. If you are a working person, then stay safe and get covered. Statistics courtesy of RBC Insurance.
And you're still listening here on CITR to Community Living Radio, and we're going to get back to the interview that with Svetlana right now.
Because I would like to figure out, like, what the heck, like, why this place so special and other places not so special. And I even interview him, and he told me that according to our earth, it's some kind of switching or shaking, and it's kind of a very one of the place. One place we have, it's like three places has similar mineral waters, and some places just not working on that, and they not developing the structure, infrastructures for spa industry, for but Karla Bavari, because it was under Imperator Charles IV, like he had so much power, that's what is developed so well, and all the royalties knew that. But there are some places, and even he mentioned some place in United States, but it's not developed, and it's some similarity, not exactly the same mineral water, but some similarity that healing and baths and drinking will be really, really good. And he explained me in details. I'm not a geologist, but he explained me why according to our earth shifting, this place is the best.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the shifting and the water traveling through the rocks.
Yes, and it's like in some minerals and underneath, yeah. And temperature and some kind of slices of earth.
Yeah.
And it's not everywhere is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Harrison Hot Spring, it's completely different. It's not, it is no such a slide there. It's just hot water that goes underneath. Mm-hmm. And it's no scientific research is done. What is?
They're making sense. Mm-hmm. Well, it's they're both thermal springs, what have
mm-hmm.
you.
But you cannot drink it.
It depends on how the water has traveled.
Exactly.
So how does that compare to Calabari compared to, in Italy? Triviata, I think it's
yeah, in Italy, a good question too. In Italy, it's some other places has one place is really good with mineral water as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's developed, but it's not so developed like Carla Vivari.
Yeah.
But I went, it's near the Rome, 50 minutes
right.
from Rome.
Yeah.
It's Fiuggi, the name of small city, and it's so famous as well for guys who have like some kind of problems with their strength.
Mm-hmm.
This place are the best. And I heard some jokes and stories like ladies, couples came there, and after 1 week, lady didn't know what to do with her husband because he was like so strong. And this was really famous, and it heals some kind of mental diseases. I'm not too familiar with this. The doctors will say it better. But in this place, for example, in Carla Vivari, you stay in spa. Water is bring to the spa, and baths is there with this mineral spa.
Right.
And in Fiji, for example, near the Rome, the places is like huge park developed with these fountains, Right. And it's still spa practitioners, doctors tell guys or ladies who would like to clean this, their body, because it's actually good for everyone. But for guys, it's special regime, like mm-hmm. how much they have to and what kind of symptoms they have to heal. And it is a special park, and they tell what time they have to take the water, what kind of containers they have to have, and they sell their
so
containers.
Could drink it too.
You can drink it too. Yeah. And another place I know in Italy, it's Abana Terme, Monte Grotta Terme, near the Venice, 2 hours from Venice. Mm-hmm. It's mad. It's such a famous mud that even government in Italy gives money to these places, these spa places. And people who has arthritis, joint pains, bones, like pain issues, they have like 5 or 6 treatments in these spas for free. Because right. government understand that if they treat people with these diseases, it's not gonna grow. It's gonna like, it's really great prevention. Right. Government cannot spend so much money if people not taking care of them. And that's why these places, it's really good for, all wellness tours actually really good for preventive care.
Yeah.
And more people right now realize that, and more people understand that if at 60 or 70 they have to be on all these pills, on all these medications, first of all, it's such a huge amount of money. Mm-hmm. And second of all, like, why you would live like life without health? It just like doesn't make any sense if you can take care of yourself slowly.
Well, there's a difference between existing and living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Existing, your heart beats.
Mm-hmm.
You suck in air and exhale air. But when you have your health, life, it's rejuvenating, right?
Yeah, when you can play with your grandkids.
Yeah.
When you can go on vacation and see the world. When you can join your friends and have all these beautiful conversations, play something. It just completely like, I just saw two days ago, I saw a lady, she's 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told me, because I had to do her insurance, because she's traveling to Hawaii with our company as well. And it's like, she told me like 1927, and it's like, no, you're kidding. She's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, no, you're kidding. You look like 70. She's no. And okay, what did you do in your life? Why you look so great? And she's like, I was a nurse all my life. I just took care of myself. And she's like, red hat. Just something beautiful. 90 years old. She's traveling to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Now Hawaii, I know they have sulfur baths up there, don't they?
Hawaii, as a wellness destination, Hawaii is really great for yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Really great, because they have places. It's really great for people who would like to have a transformational experience. And as a healing place with mineral water, mineral mud, maybe it's not such a good destination, but for some wellness tours, it's just perfect. Especially,
yeah.
It's cold here and so warm there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Hawaii, it's still growing. Because of the volcanic action and things like
that. Yeah, Maui especially, yeah.
One of my things was with Hawaii was to actually go into, because I've heard that if you can get into one of the lava tubes, there's a transformational experience with that. So that was one of the things
mm-hmm.
I'd like to try.
Yeah,
it's the lava tubes. but that's why I thought that they had like the really big sulfur springs there too. So
mm-hmm.
I have to. Oh, sorry. Yes. Go ahead. Is that a question?
No, it's just confirmation
okay, yeah.
that
yeah,
our life is so beautiful.
And I just want to mm-hmm. confirm too about travel, because one of the things that my father had said on his deathbed to my mother, who's here today.
Yeah, nice.
she kept, I guess you could sort of say it was nagging, I want to travel. And he was, oh, I'm just content with being home and my routine, don't mess up my apple cart type thing. But finally, she convinced him to travel. And on his deathbed, he turned to my mom and he said, thank you, Vivian. Thank you so much for making me go to Hawaii.
One of his sweet last words.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
so how can we even second guess that? Like all the things they did in their life, and he mentions that.
Mm-hmm.
So super important, and I so value you and what you're doing and how you're helping people through travel. It's incredibly amazing, and marrying it in with what I do as well, it's beautiful. And again, about this particular location, now I understand the city that's really close to it is called Prague.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, if there's any
it's like
of
1 hour, there. 1 hour, 20 minutes. It's really close.
Yes, and I've had friends that have been there. One in particular who just talked to last night had went there three times. And he mentioned that about the shopping and all of that. So, but what I was curious about is like language and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. They speak? Do they mostly speak English?
Good question. It's a really good question. Because Czech people mostly before they, of course, their Czech language and Russian. Before they had to learn Russian, it was requirements. But right now, because the world is so like one, all the people, young people especially, knows English. And anywhere, whenever I go, whoever I ask, especially in Prague, like everyone can answer in English. And in our location in Karlovy Vary, this 4 or 5 star hotels all have people who speak English as well. 3-star, it's still like even they equipped, even like medical staff, really great. They know what they're doing, but still like lack of English language is still there. That's why we go like Canadians, United States, like from the world. It's better to consider 4-star, 5-star vacation, and this is that we are staying with English speaking staff.
Okay, since we get into this, because sometimes the 5-star might be out of our budget, right?
Yes.
And what is the difference between the Czech language, as you said, and Russian, and maybe the Ukrainian languages and all? Because they're all kind of separated areas, but mm-hmm. but at one time they were all united during our childhood.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good question.
Yeah.
Really good question.
So how do you get around that?
It's really interesting because it's different type of travelers goes to Karlovy Vary. One type of travelers, it's primary travelers mm-hmm. who really have to heal themselves. And even if it's not medical tourism, it's not like hospital, it's just spa. Mm-hmm. Still, because it's proven years after years, people can or may feel better. And they know about that, and after they experience like all this improvement, they just come year after year. And these people, primary travelers, they usually go for 21 days because they really, their main purpose to heal themselves. And secondary travelers, like we are kind of secondary travelers, so we are going on wellness vacation. We would like to combine sightseeing, history, we would like to combine some fun, some experience, transformational learning, and we also would like to be in spa. We also would like to experience this healing water, with this mineral bath, pampering, massage, and we also would like to get like everything in one. And we understand that it's not enough for healing, but if at some stage we need to heal themselves, we know where to go. And if somebody of our relatives or close ones have this kind of problems with digestive system, metabolic disorders, diabetes, gout, we know where them to suggest to go for 21 days. And this is the purpose of my wellness trips, just to open eye to the people, like eyes to the people, like you can heal yourself, and it's so many options, but sometimes it's just hidden options. Nobody knows about that. Hmm. What was the question again? Did I answer?
You can ask.
It was
about the language barrier.
Oh, language barrier. Yeah, and that's why sometimes when we go to a 3-star hotel, and even if it's Russian language or if it's like Czech language, it's still you will heal a lot, because the main, and even three star, they have English speaking doctors as well. Mm-hmm. It's just nurses who bring you to the bath and who give you some kind of oxygen and inhalations, all this stuff. They don't, like, they not good with English. But doctors are good. They know what to prescribe to you. And if you're really on the budget, you can spend only like 150 Canadian per day. And it includes actually food, breakfast, lunch, dinner. It includes at least two, three treatments. You still will heal yourself, but it's not so much comfort, and going by yourself, it's not a good, you don't have all this learning experience, transformational experience when you go with group. And 4 or 5 star is more expensive, but you get much more value, and it's really transformational.
Right.
But otherwise, like, according to your questions, even if it's a different language, some people who are really in pain and who really don't have any money, they still can go, even on like on their own.
Mm-hmm. So just set the fear aside and do it.
Yeah, just fear aside, do it. It's barrier, but it's not such a huge barrier. Right. If you have, like, as a primary traveler, you have like healing like goal. And for wellness, of course, it's better to go with group, with English-speaking people, with coach like Dayan, or with like whatever you are experiencing right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what's important about having someone like yourself, because you've been in the travel industry now for how long?
22 years.
So what would be the importance of having somebody go through you to have this experience, as opposed to say just figure it out and go online, or not have your assistance?
Yeah, it's a great question, really great question. Because right now people say, like, oh, we don't need travel agent because online says everything. And from one point of view, I can understand it, because travel agent, it's person who travel around the world, but sometimes we cannot travel at every place. We just can't. We know all these destinations because we learn a lot, and we had like a lot of experience. People go from vacation, they tell us how they like it and all this stuff. But it's always better to deal with travel guide, like travel guide who've been already on the destination and who experience everything by himself, themselves. And that's why when I create retreats or when I create wellness tours, I always go myself. I always check place, like everything inside out. I like take all these tours with guides. I ask thousands of questions, and then I know why this place is so unique and why I feel that people really will be like, will get in like huge benefits. Yeah, and if you book, like you said, like via internet or just by yourself, yes, you can go to this place. You can go to Karlovy as well. But you don't know all these tips that people who live there. And in 1 week or 2 weeks, you are not able to ask thousands of questions and figure out what is the best you can see. You will get experience, but not this experience. Because the experience that people who live there and who know like every place, they love it so much, and they show you with such a love.
Okay, well, that's about all we have time for today. I want to thank Svetlana and Dayan for working with us on the Balanced Living Show, and Kelly for making it available for us to play the audio to play here on CITR and our other affiliates, CFRO, here in Vancouver and across the NCRA networks. We're going to leave you for today, and we will see you next week at 1 p.m. Thank you and goodbye.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.